Hallelujah. We open our hearts to you, Lord, and we invite you to come and have your way among us this morning. We're your people. And Lord, you have the right to do with us as you please. Speak to us, Lord, the things that we need to hear. Put into our hearts the response that you're after. Give us faith for what you want to accomplish in this gathering this morning. And Lord, we pray that you will make us sensitive to the Holy Spirit, his leading, and obedient to that which you call upon us to do. Lord, we pray that you will move among us, Lord Jesus, by the power of your Spirit. Lord, you know those that are in need of healing today. Lord, perhaps they're here in our midst. We thank you that in your presence there's life, and we can open our hearts to you. And as we worship, we can draw upon that precious life of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask these things in your wonderful name. Amen. Praise God. I stand before you with my guitar unashamed, knowing that in heaven they now have perfect knowledge. Let's sing number 41 together. I will praise him. Jesus, my King, wonderful Savior. Number 41 in our hymn books.
To thee, I am rejoicing in thy salvation.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing that last verse.
When in that bright and beautiful city, I shall behold thy glory adore. I shall be like thee, wonderful Savior, and I will see my ages unfold. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior, thou art so near, precious to me. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior, my heart is filled with praises to thee.
Yes, hallelujah.
Continue with the second verse. people want the perfect delight and the perfect submission, but they're not interested. They want the perfect delight, they want the perfect rest, but they're not interested in the perfect submission. And it doesn't work that way, does it? As we submit ourselves to the Lord, we experience His delight in our lives and the rest that comes as we put our trust in Him and commit ourselves fully to Him.
Yes.
Praise God. We come under His authority, and then the Prince of Peace can command peace where there is no peace. And He can manifest His power, His dominion over our lives. And so we've been taught at Pilgrim Camp, and I trust and hope in other places as well, that submission to the will of God, humbling ourselves, coming down before Him, is the place where we find Jesus in a greater way, where we experience what He has promised to be to us as we surrender ourselves and we open our hearts to Him. Hallelujah. There's always room for that. And we can do that again this morning as we're in His presence. Let's make sure that everything's on the altar and that we're fully given. He can enable us and receive us in order to make us what we ought to be. Hallelujah. We have a word to be read this morning from one of our saints. And Brother Phil, can you read that for us? Thank you.
What a good word for today. It's entitled, Wait on God. As you wait on God, He will anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. His word will be in your heart as a burning fire, giving a consuming love and passion for the work of His kingdom. He will show you whether you are to go, to pray, or to give, that in all things He might have the preeminence. And that was our sister Elsie Klaus, one who truly served God and had a consuming love and passion for the work of His kingdom. So today, let's wait on Him all day long, not only in this place, but wherever we are on these grounds. We can look up to Him and wait on Him and see what He'll do for us. Amen.
A number that we would like to hear from this morning, And the first one is my father-in-law, Brother John Schreck. I'm so glad that Brother Hans brought the Schrecks over from Europe. Anyone should be thankful for that. I am. Praise God. And I've been serving the Lord with my father-in-law, which has been a privilege, for a long time now. We serve the Lord together. I was there with the Bowers for 10 years, working with them and Brother John. Brother John had been there years before that. And now, since then, we're over 20 years, I'm sure, together serving the Lord. I'm so thankful that he can bring a word to us this morning. Come, Brother John, Dad.
Been a challenge. Praise the Lord.
Sure.
Nice.
For both of us.
Amen.